All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with just a little bit of Mia. Because we did so much fucking Chasing Sunsets. But we're getting you some Mia, because Mia's great, and always do love checking out what Seton's up to, and I also got some Lust Theory coming up, so stay tuned. What a day. Right? Who says living in a small town's boring? Not me, that's for sure. By the way, you ever seen that guy before? Yeah, a couple of times. Really? So this isn't your first encounter with him? No, it is. Wait, so you're telling me this isn't the first time he bothered you? Yep. Were you with other people on those occasions? Nope, I was alone. So the only time he's ever approached you was when you were with me? Uh-huh. Of course. I guess there's something about your face that guys find triggering. Guess so. How's everyone back home? Back home? They're good. Maybe I should try talking to her about what happened back then. I'm starting to get a little chilly. We should start getting back. I think we should talk, Mia. That's what we're already doing, right? You know what I mean. I really don't have the energy for it right now. Honestly, neither do I. Still, we need to get things out in the open. I don't know. Spend the whole summer walking on eggshells around you. You won't have to. Things will get less weird. Eventually. I don't want things to be just less weird. I want them to be how they used to. What are you saying? I don't mean when we were shit. I don't know what we were. Before that, when everything was normal. We couldn't stand each other then. That's not completely true. Look, I really want to move past this. That isn't gonna happen, Grim. Too much went down. Things will never be normal between us. I wish that weren't true, too, but it is. After I found out about you and... I knew it. I knew that was the reason you left. I know it makes me a hypocrite, but I couldn't help the way I feel. I get that, and it's not like I don't have my regrets about that, too. I know I shouldn't ask, but after I left, what? Nothing. Doesn't matter. It does to me. Please, ask. Did you and her continue things? And I want you to be honest with me. I won't be angry if you did. I'll tell her the truth. Tell her what really happened.
The choices you make here will have an impact on certain events in the future.
Oh, wow. All right, hold on. Let's go back a little bit. Did you and her continue things? It won't be angry if you did. I'll tell her.
Careful. The choices you make here will have an impact on certain events in the future.
No, I ended things right after. Really? Really? I don't know why exactly, but I just couldn't go on with it. I see. Is that what you wanted to hear? I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. Not that it really even matters. It doesn't change anything. I know. Ugh, God. I can't believe I'm about to ask this, but how's Emma? Emma? I didn't think you'd care, but I do want to know. I don't, at least not really. Still, we were friends for a long time. So I suppose I'm just curious. Fair enough, since you asked for it. She's actually not doing so great. Snorts, really? What'd she catch this time? About 2 to 3 years, if I remember right. Huh? She's in prison. Prison? You're kidding, right?
Nope.
What's she in for? Extortion. Apparently she was having an affair with that mayor of ours. And of course she tried blackmailing him. Typical. Guess some people never learn their lesson. A lot sure has changed for all of us. It really has. I just hope not too much for us. I thought we were off this topic. Not so sure we resolved anything. Do we have to? What do you mean? Of course we do. Isn't that what you want too? Just saying, we moved on from all that. I have my life and you have yours. I don't really see a point in dredging up things that don't matter anymore. Okay, that's what you want. It is. I just don't want you to hate me. You have no idea how far from the truth that is. That's pretty much the problem. What?
She suddenly stands up.
Nothing. We should go. Yeah. Wait, I just want to say, I'm glad we talked. Glad you opened up a bit to me. I know it wasn't easy. It's nothing. I'm glad we talked too. Wasn't that bad. Do you, mind if we hug it out? Sure. I missed this. Quietly. Same. Huh? I have to go. Mia, what the hell just happened? What did I do? Mia? The fuck was that? She just freaked out all of a sudden. And right before that, was she about to... Yes! No, I'm imagining things, definitely. Shit. Well, that was awkward. God, what? Who? So Cindy, where the hell'd you come from? Just over that way, I was taking a... Wait, how do you know my name? You're not a stalker, are you? Stalker? No, of course not. We met before. Like 2 times already. Today? How can you not remember me? Oh, look at that. Carlos, right? Carlos, no, it's Grimm. Oh, yeah, Grimm. Now I remember. You got no idea who I am, do you? Not a clue. This is going nowhere. I don't have the brain power for this right now. Man, that's an awful big lollipop for her. Gotta go. Okay, nice meeting you. Uh-huh. Idiot.
You rush back home to talk to Mia about what just happened. As you enter the front door, you race upstairs to her bedroom.
Mia, what's the matter? Mia? Just go away, Grimm. I don't want to talk to you. Damn. What did I do? Just open the door so we can... Huh? This door doesn't even have a lock on it.
Without hesitation, you enter the room.
Probably shouldn't. Didn't you hear me? I said I didn't want to talk to you. Well, too bad. You can't just bail on me like that and not expect me to have some questions. I have nothing to say to you. Just go. I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what's wrong. Talk to me. I don't understand. Why did you come here? Well, what? I told you. I want to know what happened. I don't mean that. Why did you come to stay here for the summer? Grace, she asked me to. But why didn't you just say no? We both know this wasn't the only place you could have gone. Where is this coming from all of a sudden? What did you think was gonna happen? With what? You know exactly what. I don't need this shit in my life. What shit? Me? That's what you're saying? You don't want me in your life? Doesn't matter what I want, Grimm. All that matters is you made a mistake coming here. So what? You want me gone? Yes. What's all this commotion about? Nothing. Sure as hell doesn't sound like nothing. Grimm. She's right. It's nothing. Excuse me.
You go to your room and slump down onto the bed.
She is right. What the fuck was I thinking by coming here? Of course this is how things were gonna go. With everything that happened, it was inevitable. Grimm? Hey, sorry about... that. What was that all about? Ugh, long story. I see. I take it this has something to do with why Mia wasn't so keen on you coming here? You knew that? Well, yeah, it was pretty obvious when she kept trying to talk me out of it. Still, I didn't realize just how bad things really are. Yeah, guess they are. I think I'm gonna go tomorrow morning, early. Sure you want to do that? Wouldn't it be a better idea to work through this with Mia? Honestly, don't see that happening. And if being here makes her unhappy, then I won't stay. I understand, but just sleep on it. Maybe things will feel different in the morning. Yeah, maybe. I'll let you get some rest. Good night, Grim. Night. If only it were that easy. If only.
After a while, you fall asleep.
Pant, pant. Oh, God. Yes. Yes! Right there! You like that? Yeah, yes! Moan. Tell me how much. So fucking much! Your cock feels so amazing inside my pussy. Ah, fuck, you're fucking tight. Is that how you like it? My tight, wet pussy choking your dick? I think I'm gonna come. Don't you fucking dare. I'm not through with you yet.
Teetering on the verge of exploding, you close your eyes tightly. Desperately trying to hold out just a little bit longer.
Slow down. I can't hold it. Who's asking you to? Well, what? You just said... Wait, that voice. Mia? What the fuck are you doing? Where's Sadie? Don't worry about her. She's not here now. All that matters is you and me. Now come inside me, Grim. Fill me with your warm, delicious cum. Ah, for fuck! Do it, Grim. Do it now. I want it all. Every last drop. Just like last time. Shit. It's happening. Ah. Ah. Wait, what the fuck? Just a dream. Thank God. Looks like it's morning, and I think it's time to go. If I wasn't sure before, this dream just confirmed it. I shouldn't be here, with her. No good can come from it, so I'll go. I won't fuck up the life she's made for herself here.
Steadfast in your decision to leave, you pack your bags and put them by the front door.
There, I think that's everything. So this is it, huh? You sure this is what you want to do? I am. Plus, I think it's the best. Blech. Plus, I think it's for the best for everyone. Well, not everyone. Vivian was just starting to warm up to you. And maybe I've dodged a bullet. I'll miss you, too. Same here. It was fun. Good luck. Thank you for everything. Anytime. Can you tell Mia... I hope she finds what she's looking for. She deserves it. I will. Bye, Grace.
With your bags in hand, you walk out the front door. Making your way across the yard, you stop at the front of the property.
I wonder what it would have been like to spend the whole summer here. What would have happened? Doesn't matter now.
With a deep breath, you go forward, and then...
Grim! Huh? Mia, what are you... Don't go. Don't go, but you said. I know what I said, but I changed my mind. You were right, though. Me, here, it only complicates things. So what reason do I have to stay? Because I want you to. I want you to stay here. With me. Chapter 2. Hey! Hey, Grim! You know, I can tell you're not actually sleeping. I wasn't even trying to make you think that. I was just ignoring you. If only you'd get the hint. I thought you'd be happy to have someone keep you company. Or are you still sulking about not being needed at the bar as your ego had thought? It has nothing to do with not being needed. Grace just thought it'd be the best if... If what? If me and Mia gave each other some space. I see. Already getting on each other's nerves, huh? A little sooner than I thought, but I can't say I'm surprised. Glad you find it so amusing. Well, if it's any consolation, I'm sure she's the one to blame for it. What makes you say that? Do you really have to ask? We both know Mia isn't exactly easy to get along with. In fact, she can be a real ice queen at times. I'm sure a lot of people seem that way to you. What's that supposed to mean? Ever thought that maybe you're the problem? Maybe you're the one that's not easy to get along with. Huh. Honestly, can't say that I have. I think I'm delightful. You said annoying wrong. For the purpose of not derailing the subject, I'm just gonna ignore that snarky comment. How big of you? So, what was it? What? Your SAT score. What the fuck do you think? The shit between you and Mia. Oh, it's... complicated. Complicated? You're barely out of your teens. Trust me, Grim, nothing in your life is complicated. As they say in Chasing Sunsets, so uncomplicated. How would you know? You barely know me. Besides, you're way older than me and you're sunbathing by a pool in the middle of a workday. So your life doesn't seem so complicated either. First of all, I'm not way older than you. You're like 40. Hey, I'm only 37, you little shit. Close enough. Damn, she's almost as old as I am. Well, maybe so, though I look damn good for it in any case. Uh-huh, if you say so. Oh, screw you. Don't think I don't remember what a bumbling, awkward idiot you were when we first met. So don't act like you wouldn't fuck me in a second if you had even the slightest chance. Whoa, where the hell did that come from? I'm simply calling it as I see it. You do remember I have a girlfriend, right? So you're saying that's the only obstacle? No, although it's an important one. A girlfriend. That funny? Kinda. I mean, what are you, 13? Since when has that ever stopped anyone? When they actually have respect for the other person? Which I'm sure is something you know little about. What a load of white knighting rubbish. Respect has nothing to do with anything, and you know it. People are animals. They eat, sleep, shit, and fuck. Only time they won't do the last one with someone other than their significant other is if they think they'll get caught. How cynical of you. I'm a realist, and believe me, I learned that the hard way. Ah, it's all starting to make sense now. Did big, tough, devil-may-care Vivian have her heart broken? Don't deflect. This isn't about me. You're the one who brought up the whole fucking you thing. Oh, well, let's get back on track. You and Mia, what's the deal? There's no deal. There's just some unresolved past. Like what? Nothing I feel like sharing with you. Oh, come on. It sounds juicy. Not happening. Fine. I'm gonna cool off a little. Come join me? Nah, I'm good. Fine, suit yourself.
Vivian rips her top off.
Because of course she does. Seriously, did it ever occur to you that maybe I don't want to see your tits? Yeah, just like I don't want to eat Scarlett Johansson's box. She's exhausting. Ah, that's better. So refreshing. You have no idea what you're missing, Grim. I've been in a pool before, you know. I think I have some idea of how it is. Well, you've never been in one with me, is what I meant. Seriously, have you forgotten how we met? Shit, it was like 3 days ago. That doesn't count. For one thing, ideally, you won't be wearing your clothes. That's true. And again, thanks for that. And secondly, this time, I'm topless. Call me crazy, but I suspect there'll be many more occasions where that'll be the case. Fuck me, do you always have to be such a downer? Cheer up a little, sourpuss. Unfortunately, your presence makes that somewhat difficult. Really? Okay, how about this then? Get in the pool with me, and I'll give you a handy under the water. Oh, really? You sure about that? Do I look like someone who would lie about that? I don't buy it, but fuck it. Let's play this game.
Springing up from the lounger, you race towards the pool and dive in over her.
Ah ha ha, now that's more like it. Finally, got some oomph in ya. Well, how about it? I followed through with my end of the bargain. What about yours? That's really what you want, huh? What about your girlfriend? She wouldn't object? Probably, which is why I wouldn't tell her. Really? How deceptively naughty of you. What can I say? I'm multidimensional. She's starting to get close now. And that look on her face. She's not actually gonna do it, is she? So you really want this to happen then?
Mere inches from her face, you gaze into Vivian's seductively piercing eyes, struggling to utter a word.
Just a nod will suffice. One simple nod is all it'll take for me to wrap my hand around that big, hard, throbbing cock. I can't tell if she's just fucking with me anymore. Would she really do it? How far should I take this?
Still silent, you just nod.
Good choice. Fuck. What am I doing? This is really starting to get out of hand. My, my, you are big. Guess that makes me quite the lucky girl, huh? However, these shorts are really getting in the way, wouldn't you agree? Holy shit, she's about to pull my cock out. If I don't put a stop to this, she'll... Ow! The fuck? You dirty little weasel. What? You were actually gonna let me jerk you off, weren't you? No! Of course I wasn't! What happened to that girlfriend of yours? The second you have a chance to get your rocks off, she suddenly ceases to exist? Oh, just wait a second. I wasn't calling your bluff. I knew you wouldn't. I gotta say, Grim, I'm kinda disappointed in you. Thought you were better than that. I am better than that. Anyway, why the fuck would you screw with me like that to begin with? You entrapped me. I exposed you. My goodness, what a rascal you are. Fuck you, I'm outta here. Ah, don't be like that. I was only having a little fun. Well, have fun on your own. What a piece of fucking work she is, fucking with me like that. Who does she think she is? Where are you going? The bar. The bar? Didn't Grace not want you to be there today? Too bad. I refuse to spend another minute in this house with you. Stop being such a baby. You're just pissed that I exposed that nice guy facade of yours. That's not a facade, I told you. You know what? I'm not gonna waste my breath. Later. Goodbye, my little horny lover boy. Giggle. Bitch. That could have gone better. Once inside the house, you quickly get dressed and head out for the bar.
A short while later.
I know. I probably should have said stop her. Wonder what happened if you did stop her. Let's go, Buck. I'm curious. Okay, you win. This is starting to get way too weird for me. Ha, I knew you'd wuss out. I didn't wuss out. I just didn't want to let something happen that I'll regret, that's all. You just have too much integrity, is that it? I'm sure that's hard for someone like you to believe, but yeah. Yeah, I don't buy it. Still, you had nothing to worry about anyway. I wasn't actually going to do it. I was just having a little fun. You're always having a little fun. Is there ever a time you're not fucking with someone? Sometimes, but I mostly find those interactions to be awfully dull.
Right.
Though I do have to hand it to you, Grim. I'm impressed.
Impressed?
I was sure you'd try and take this as far as you possibly could. It's refreshing to have been wrong. For once. Wow, I'm so pleased I managed to pass your test. You're welcome. I was being sarcastic. Yeah, no shit, so was I. Well, as fun as this was, I think I'm gonna split. Ah, where are you going? I was thinking of dropping by the bar to see how the girls are doing. The bar? Didn't Grace not want you being there today? Did Grace not want you to be there today? Yeah, but it'll be fine. She has nothing to worry about. Okay then. Have fun. Ditto. She sure is living her best life, that one.
After getting out of the pool, you dry yourself off. Once inside the house, you quickly get dressed and head out for the bar.
I did what any reasonable man should do. I wanted to take it far to see if the scene would happen, but if the scene didn't actually happen, so I was like, okay, so let's react how I actually would have reacted, which is, nah, that's, you know. He's got a partner, so yeah. Of course, he's been acting pretty crazy around some of these girls. It is interesting that he has a partner now, so, you know, a lot of the scenes that you would normally see don't seem to happen. It's quite a different game.
A short while later.
I hope they'll be okay with me showing up like this. Perhaps I should have thought this through more careful. I think I recognize that lady. I think that's Isla. Or maybe not. It is her. But why does she look so glum? Looks like she saw me. Should I go over and talk to her? I mean, that would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? I barely know her. And she does look pretty deep in thought, so I'd better not disturb her.
Deciding against it, you continue on your way towards the bar.
Interesting. Here we go. For the last time, I said no. Why are you making such a big deal out of it? Such a big deal, you're practically trying to whore me out. What the hell is this about? Don't be such a fucking drama queen. I'm only asking you to... Oh, Grim, what are you doing here? Sorry to interrupt. I just thought maybe you guys could use a hand. That's very nice of you, Grim, but unless you have big tits and are willing to flaunt them like a cheap slut, you're pretty much of no use to this business. Isn't that right, Grace? Unless we do something real quick, Mia, we won't have a business at all. So that's the answer? I'm so confused right now. What the hell's going on here? Well, apparently the way Grace sees it, my cleavage is the key to saving the bar from going broke. Don't put words in my mouth, Mia. I never said that. Yeah, this still isn't getting any clearer. Can we do a rewind on this whole situation? Fine. Here's how all this started. I simply suggested that it might be a good idea if Mia dressed a little more provocatively around here. Why? Just because maybe it would... I'll take it from here, Grace. My ever-so-eagle-eyed observant boss here noticed a certain customer who's been spending a noticeably large amount of time here recently. I'm not seeing the connection. Well, she thinks the only reason he comes here instead of the much, much nicer establishment across the road is because he just can't get enough of yours truly. Specifically, yours truly's tits. Is that about Summit? I couldn't have possibly walked in on any more of an uncomfortable conversation. Huh. Am I wrong? His tongue was practically mopping the floor earlier. I don't give a shit. I'm not gonna demean myself like that. And I can't believe you're even asking this of me. I'm not asking you to fuck him, Mia. Just show a little more skin. Would that really kill you? This isn't what I signed up for. And you know as well as I do that this isn't the job you offered me when I moved here 2 years ago. Things change. I'm sorry that it hasn't been the fairy tale you thought it would. But it is the reality we have to deal with. So exploiting me is your solution. You're a young, beautiful girl. You should be flattered. Oh, give me a fucking break. If I can just interject for a second, can I ask a question? Go ahead. Do you really think doing this would make that much of a difference? I mean, it's just one guy. Great question. But it wasn't just one guy, was it, Mia? there were others, and even the guy we mentioned, he brought his friends here. So what you're saying is all these people are patronizing this place just so they can leer at her? I know it sounds bad, but the truth is, sex sells. And it's just to bring them in to begin with. After that, our great service will be what keeps them coming back. Do you want me to pole dance for them too while I'm at it? Never asked, but why is there a pole here? Seems kind of out of place. Well, it is now. Years ago, this place actually was a strip club. Really? It's small, isn't it? Yeah, which is probably why it went out of business within a year of its opening. So why is the pole still here? As it turns out, much to my dismay, the damn thing is load-bearing. You're kidding. A load-bearing pole, really? Nope, but I already signed the papers when I found that out, so fuck me, right? Damn. Can we please stop talking about the fucking pole and get back to the matter at hand? What do you think, Grim? Who's in the right here? I really don't want to get involved in this. Nobody likes a fence-sitter, Grim. Just be straight with us. Okay, I think that... And on that note, we'll end it here. Because I literally have no idea who I'm going to sit with on this one. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia.